This is Matt from Chicago, and I never listen to the Hamlin Avenue Boys podcast.
We'd like to welcome everybody back inside the Homan Studio in Southwest Chicago, where the Hamlin Avenue Boys record. Okay, this is a segment I've been dying to get to. All of them have been wonderful so far. Last time and this time, this morning at 2:43. This is Mailbag.
Oh, the mailbag. Oh, good.
Yes, remember I told you last time I was teasing it. We don't get tons, but we get a lot of odd things that I think are generated systemically by some computer. We've gotten a few that were just crazy, where some guy wrote, I think it's a guy, it was a Terry, but that could be a girl, and just said, you guys are stupid. And that's all it said. Well, I had to say I did love it, and I laughed when I saw that.
Yeah.
And then we get some. What I did was I took six that really had a little bit more meat in them, and I wanted to bring those to us so we could provide feedback. And in some cases, they're asking us for something, so we're going to see if we can give it to them. The mailbag begins with, Dear Hamlin Avenue Boys, enjoy your shows. When you put them out, come on, boys, get to work and start producing. And we've talked about that.
We did, yes.
Inconsistent a little bit.
Yes.
Here's a question for you both. What does it mean to be a natural woman or a natural man? Thanks and keep it coming, Terrence S., Ontario, California. And so what does it mean to be a natural woman, do you think? Now, there's that song, Carole King,
Somebody
Aretha sang. Franklin or something like that.
Aretha Franklin.
That's a great background for this letter.
See, your mind's thinking.
It is. Yes, it's producing as we go.
Yes.
What is a natural woman?
Yeah, what do you think?
Here's what I would say. A natural woman is any woman who, when you stand next to them, you just feel safe and comfortable. And it has nothing to do with anything they say or that how they look. Just their presence, just standing, that is a natural woman in my view. Maybe that was all
so
made up.
So you feel safe and relaxed when you're with that person.
So that's a natural person.
That
if it happens to be a woman, it's a woman. If it's a man, it can be a man too. This is what I was going to apply to the man. What is a natural man is if I feel in standing in or being in their presence, safe and comfortable with them, if I feel that safe stillness, that feels natural to me, and that to me is a natural woman or a natural man, as opposed to what maybe the song was trying to suggest.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
a natural woman is a woman who doesn't get caught up in all the required grooming.
That's what I was, confident within themselves and doesn't, oh, wait, you're going there?
I'm just saying, maybe.
Oh, wait a second, come on.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's my view. And, and that's not the view of this podcast.
But then again, we grew up not seeing that. Whereas if you were in Europe, apparently, you're then comfortable with it.
Or a natural man could be a man who just bathes occasionally.
I mean,
that could be natural.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you hear about who doesn't? One of these actors, they don't bathe all the time.
Who's that?
What's it, Brad?
Now
Pitt?
That's Us Magazine right there.
Pitt, I think, or something.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, something about that. Yeah, I don't know.
But I hope it's really him. I hope it's really him, so he didn't just fuck up his life with that.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, what does he care?
Okay, so Terrence says, what does it mean to be a natural woman or man? And so we've kind of touched on it. So if you were going to tell your son who says to your dad, what's a natural woman?
When you're describing natural, then you have to describe almost what you don't like. I mean, you don't like, all these trendy, get in and out type of trendy girls. I always just think if you're natural, you're pretty well confident in what you're, how you're living your life,
Like nominal makeup and...
Well, if you want to wear makeup, fine, but you feel confident. You don't have to prove to anybody why you're wearing makeup.
Feel comfortable and confident.
Right.
I like that. Yeah. That's very natural.
Yeah, I would think that.
Okay, so that would apply to a man too.
I would think. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Terrence, I hope we helped you with that. That was good.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Shout out to Ontario, California.
Yeah, shout out to Ontario, California. Right. Hey, Edward and Vince. Love the show. My husband and I heard it on Spotify. Especially enjoy it when you both make each other laugh. You guys sure cover some odd yet interesting topics. Here's a question for you. If you had to go roller skating or ice skating right now, today, at your age, which one could you do without smashing on your ass within a few minutes?
Oh, that's easy for me.
What's that?
I could roller skate.
You could?
Well, I'm not talking about not the old roller skates.
Like
the kind in one
of those rollertariums.
Yes. You go on that, yes.
On that floor.
I can remember going on dates going roller skating.
Never went on a date roller skating.
And I got so proficient.
That sounds so old-fashioned.
Cross, as you turn, you cross your leg like that. I remember being able to do that. Now, I probably couldn't do that part. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a few laps
ice
and you'd
skating,
be right there.
I was always ankles on ice skates.
All right. How about when we skated in the street, though?
I was ankles on ice.
Even then?
I would wear out the side of my ice skates more than the blade.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, that was terrible. Yeah. I mean, even as a kid, my dad got...
Do you remember with the skates when we hung on the back of cars with skates?
Oh, yeah.
My dad had his leg broken as a very young boy when his older brothers, who were 10 years older, were doing that, and he wanted to join them, and he broke his leg doing it.
How?
Like
hit something and it...
Well, I don't know if he hit something or in the process it threw him off and he just rolled on his leg, right?
Yeah.
But Evelyn in Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit.
Yes. Evelyn, I hope that helps answer your question.
Go
we
Lions.
Would both take roller skating. I would too, by the way.
Did you ever ice skate?
I could ice skate, yes. But I think my ankles would survive the roller skating easier than the ice skating.
It always shocked me when you brought out your pink ice skates, but you were a hell of a skater.
You'd only do that if you're confident.
Exactly.
Okay, here's one that came directly to you. Dear Vince, you seem like such a nice person. How is it you can spend so much time in the conversation with that Edward guy? He is strange. Hope you keep making episodes. I like the hypotheticals the most. Here is a hypothetical for you, Vince.
Oh.
If you could choose now, right now, would you be circumcised or not?
Oh, I think circumcised.
Well, now you are circumcised, so yes. We'll let that cat out of the bag.
Exactly.
Is it because you already are?
I think just the overall appearance.
Okay, now hold on. This suggests to me that you're not as this moment comes. So this moment comes and you're not yet circumcised and you can choose either to be circumcised or not.
You better have
this
a
is
lot
Bud,
of juices
Bud, B-U-D from New York City. So you're not circumcised yet, but as an adult, you have the option now.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to go. By an adult, by this stage, you're probably used to it anyway. So why go through?
You've been carrying it around for a while.
Yeah,
okay.
Why go through the changes, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I would rather overall would rather be.
So here's what I would say. Since you get a choice, I think I wouldn't do it if I was given the choice, mostly because it seems unnatural.
Right.
It is certainly not natural.
No.
To be a natural man with that option now.
Oh, no,
I would say I'm going to remain an anteater.
Okay.
And just know that that's what God intended. You
yeah.
know? So, Bud, I hope that helps you.
Are you an anteater?
No, I am not. And okay. you shouldn't even be asking
well,
me
Well, I'm
that.
Just saying, here's the point. You're going back like in the 1920s and all that. They didn't circumcise everybody. A lot of men were not circumcised, you know? So it's just fairly, in our lifetime that it really became an
something
everyday
you do.
Deal. Exactly.
Something you do.
Exactly.
Bud, I hope that helps you. Bud in New York sent that hypothetical. And for Vince, by the way.
Oh, and having to deal with you? I think after all these years, it's just, it's more like a husband-wife. You just get it and you live with it.
Yeah, it's like you don't hear the train when you live by the tracks after
exactly.
a while.
That's the way it is.
All right, here's one. Dear boys, here is something I want you to cover. Cooking smells. Tell me what you like and don't like. Love the show, Bill in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
So, cooking smells.
Yeah.
Tell me if you smell it.
I walk into our house and there's a turkey roasted. Oh, come on. That is so good.
Yeah.
Or, they'll... not so much a steak. You don't smell a steak. But,
how about the bone marrow? Do you smell that?
Oh, I love bone marrow.
I know you do.
But like a roast, if you do, see my, that's so good. You smell that meat starting to char. I mean, good barbecue. When you smell that good barbecue, I mean, there are odors, Of course, so far I've mentioned every meat,
and you've mentioned good odors,
right? But I mean, like even the vegetables. Some roasted vegetables. Oh, they smell so good.
So if you go to somebody, have you walked into people's homes and had the smell be not good?
Yes.
Now that's probably because you're just not.
I think it's the way they cook the food. I've walked into some homes where you smell Italian and it's so good. Oh my God, that smell, or my grandmother when she baked bread. Oh, come on, that's heaven right there, brother.
But what's a bad smell for you?
Like, there were some that I would, they would cook Mexican food, and I love Mexican food.
I know you do, yeah.
Whatever they did to it, man, it's not, you walk in, it's like, that's not right. You add it too much or you didn't,
So cooking smells, for me, I don't like roasted, what are those little
Brussels
cabbage
sprouts?
Balls? Yes.
I love those. I eat those all the time.
Know what? They probably are good,
man,
but the smell.
So good for you. I know. Yeah.
I can't. The fact that they were roasted, it's that after smell.
Oh, it does smell. It does. Yeah. It's like some cheeses. There's certain cheeses that I'll eat. It's like, it's so good. And then, my boys will go, what the hell is that?
What about, is there a cheese that you think is awful?
I can't. I don't know. It's hard for me.
How about a real pungent cheese?
Yeah, now it's hard to...
Like a Gouda.
Gouda. I was just going to say maybe a Gouda.
Do you like Gouda?
Yeah. Or like, now I remember growing up, holiday time of the year, you'd get that herring, that they'd cream herring or they put it in itself, and that would have an odor.
Are you a herring guy?
I used to. My dad would get it, so it was like every Christmas you get a piece, and I grew accustomed to it, Just like, sardines. However, I like eating sardines. I hate the smell.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah. Because I can remember my mom would eat sardines and some reason she'd put them on a cracker and give them to us, and we just eat them. It was food to me.
Well, Bill, I hope that was interesting for you because When I read your note, it made me immediately think of some smells that I don't like. However, the ones that I do, you touched on, Vince, and I'm very much with you on that. Most often, it draws you in. It could be a restaurant. It could be someone's home.
Ever walk into a restaurant that smelled bad?
Yeah. Bad? No.
No? Not one.
Not that I remember. I mean, maybe I didn't. I just don't remember.
Okay.
But it's not a prevalent thing for me.
No.
Yeah. I've walked into many where I just thought, oh, yeah, this is the right place.
You go to a restaurant. Would you rather sit by the window, sit in the middle, or sit by the grill, you know, where they cook it? You know, sometimes you can sit over there, you know.
Yeah.
So you get that.
I've done all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would say I prefer one. Actually, do you remember that place? Well, we've been to, and it was a chain where you could actually reserve a table in the kitchen.
Yes, it's an Italian place, right?
It is.
Yes, I think there's one still. It's
really good. Portland, I think. Really good, and we loved that, and that was fun.
Yes.
And it was really cool to see that, and a great idea. And so I think I like all of what each of those seating arrangements that you asked me about offer.
Yeah.
At times I've sat where they're cooking, where so they can sit at a bar watching the cooking.
Right.
Or at times been right in the middle. Maybe the conversation is more about what you're doing. And then the window's nice, depending on where you are and if you're looking at something. I mean,
all right, here's another table, booth, or a high table. Which one are you most comfortable
with? We don't like high tables, generally.
I hate them.
Yeah, we don't like them.
Yeah. I don't even like a booth.
How do you really feel about it?
I don't like a booth either. I like a table. I like, give me a chair I can sit on.
Pat a chair at the bar is what you said.
Well, not even a bar, but if I'm going to go in a restaurant, I want a table. I don't want a booth. They're too confining to me.
Yeah. Do you ever like a booth?
No.
Never. Okay. I don't mind a booth if it's just two of us, and sometimes we'll sit on the same side, and we like that.
See, now, because when we talk, I'd always have to turn my head, so I'd rather sit across. That's my
preference.
Well,
we do that, too. We do that, too. We do them both. I guess the talking...
I mean, it's not like I'm going to wait until a table opens. I'll sit in a booth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my hunger comes first.
Hey, Hamlin, or Hamlins, plural. I currently live in Portland, Oregon, and I'm in my early 60s. However, I lived in Cicero, Illinois during the 60s and 70s, and I remember being near Hamlin Avenue as I had relatives that lived near Evergreen Park by St. Xavier's College. Did you guys ever hang out near that college, which is right off South Hamlin Avenue? My cousins used to take me there to drink when I was in high school. It was huge, and lots of people partied there, so it seemed anyway. Jim B. in Portland, Oregon.
Wow.
I know. I was surprised.
Really? And there was. Remember that lake that was in the middle?
No, the lake is still there, but there was nothing but prairie.
Prairie, but I mean, you could go in the prairie when you were young, but then as you got, you would also go by the lake where people would congregate too and drink. But that area.
Yeah.
Wow, and to see he's in,
So he's in his early 60s, which means he's younger than us.
Yeah.
But he's old enough to probably have seen it as a prairie.
He knew it as a prairie.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because when did they start building the homes in that prairie?
Know. Man, that really...
20, 30 years ago?
At least, yeah.
So 30 years ago would be the 90s?
90s.
And this guy's probably 10 years behind us, so he graduated maybe in 80.
80s.
81, 82, so
that
that's
was
about right.
Still, yeah, that was still vacant.
So, well, first of all, Jim B. in Portland, Oregon, very cool that you're from here.
Yes.
And thank you for noticing. And yes, Hamlin Avenue. And yes, you were right about that prairie.
Definitely.
Because we definitely experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole area was a to and from school when we went to Brother Rice High School.
Yeah.
We crossed that prairie as part of the walk almost every time.
Remember in the summer, all those grasshoppers that were one time a year.
That and then, I don't know why I would never wear boots and I'd ruin shoes, but you had to walk through snow.
Oh, I know. Me neither. Yeah.
Why did we do that?
Yeah, we were cool and hip.
Hey, Edward and Vince, what is the strangest situation you have ever found yourself in involving a woman?
I don't know if I can say that.
Wow, well then, we definitely got to go there.
Strangest?
that you would classify as one of the oddest or strangest?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to think about it while I tell you mine?
Yes, please.
Give you a break so that you don't panic. I don't want you to panic.
Let me try.
By the way, this
now
is...
Now I have four or five things going through my
head.
Okay,
this is from... This is from Ben in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, first of all, we are brothers from another mother.
Yes, we are.
But go ahead, tell me about your woman experience.
Okay, and I've shared this with my significant other.
Have you?
Yeah, so...
See, I haven't.
Back when I was flying, I knew I was supposed to be with a red-headed Donna. But at the time, I was getting it confused. And for a while, I dated a redhead and I dated a Donna. But I didn't put it together until I finally did. So in the process, I was dating a Donna, very nice person, who was a flight attendant also.
Mm-hmm.
We began dating, met on a trip, and after a while, I went and spent the night at her house. In the morning, I was in the shower in her house, and it was just her and I in the house, and I hear all this banging, and it sounded like the police wanted in, and this yelling.
Wait a minute!
And I turned the water off in the shower, and I was listening, and fortunately, the house wasn't big enough to where I was too far away. I could hear a guy's voice going, you know, Donna, open the fucking door.
Whoa.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, who the hell is this? And I'm thinking, this is like right out of a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, is she married and I didn't know it? Or does she have a boyfriend and I didn't know it? Is he going to kill me?
Yes, that would be my first thought.
You know, and I'm in a, and so immediately, and by the way, my clothes are not even in the bedroom, let alone the bathroom.
Wow.
They are in another part of the house.
Oh.
So I have no clothes. And in this particular instance, when I went in there, there was no towel.
What?
I went into the shower and didn't know this, but I thought, I'll go get one when I get out.
Yeah.
And walk through the house of the carpet and get a towel, but that never happened. So this voice, I hear her, I can't remember his name right now. I hear her say a name, you know, like, what the fuck are you doing here? You know you don't belong here.
Wow.
I'm hearing this, I'm going to come in. Are you gonna unlock the door? So I finally hear her say, okay, fine. So now she's letting this guy in. And he is just clearly talking so loud, I can hear him like he's standing next to me. And I'm in the shower with the bathroom door closed. The bedroom door's even closed. And I can hear all this.
Wow.
And he's going, where is he? And I'm thinking, I'm the only he here.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, fuck.
Hell yeah.
And I'm looking for, like, what do I use to defend myself? There's nothing, not even a towel. So there's a rug on the floor. There is no utensils, no hairbrushes. I'm thinking I could fight with a hairbrush.
Well, really?
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
That would make a good picture, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
And, you know, holding a rug over you while you fight with a brush.
Yeah.
How big is this guy? Who is this guy? Why is he here? What's up?
Whoa.
Am I going to die? And I'm thinking this is right out of a fucking movie. Now, there is a window outside the bathroom door, the window to the outside of the house in that bedroom. I thought about, could I get there and get out? But then I'm just thinking, well, what do I do then?
Yeah, naked. Yeah.
And then I just thought, oh my God. And then I saw, just as I'm seeing the towel bar, I thought about breaking that off. That was going to be my weapon.
Yes.
So as I got that idea, I hear him banging on the bathroom door going, open the door. There was this quiet. I just want to talk and tell you why I'm here. Don't worry about it. It's fine, he says. I felt better. He said, just open the door.
Oh, man.
And so I did.
Yeah.
And I had this rug up. He looked at me and he kind of smiled. And he said, I'm really sorry about such a wild morning. My name is so-and-so. I'm on my way out, but I wanted to apologize to you. That's why I came here, to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I said, okay.
What else are you going to say?
Yeah, and he walked
that
away,
was it?
And he left.
You don't know, who was he?
Turns out he didn't leave. He left the house, but he was outside. And he was giving her time to talk with me, because I said, and I right away said, I think I need to get dressed and give you guys some time.
Yeah, definitely.
She said, well, I appreciate that. You really don't, but I totally get it, and that's fine. And I'll call you later. And I just said, okay. I said, well, I hope it goes okay. And I said, what's the deal? And she goes, we broke up a while ago.
My boyfriend. Oh.
And he's a mechanic at Braniff. And he heard I worked at Braniff. I go to my car and I start the car up and I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my God, if something like had happened like in the movies and my parents got a call that I was in some house where some husband, guy, whatever, came in and killed their son.
Yeah.
Because I was with his woman.
And there you got a picture of you naked, you know.
The whole thing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There's only one way out and that's the front door.
Yeah.
Woman up on the second floor. If I get away this time, I won't be shot no more. So you raise your window so I can ease out soft and slow. None of your neighbors won't be talking that stuff that they don't know. Take my place, but ain't no way in the world I'm going out that door. See a man down, down, might be your man, I don't know.
I would say I'm going to remain an anteater, but I didn't put it together until I finally did.